Much of next week's AFL-CIO meeting will deal with how to keep the Labour Federation intact. Two of the movement's biggest names are battling in public. Andy Stern, head of the Service Workers Union, has threatened to leave if the AFL-CIO isn't overhauled. He's also called for the retirement of Federation President John Sweeney. NPR's Frank Langford reports.
John Sweeney first met Andy Stern in the 1970s. Stern was working as president of a social workers local in Pennsylvania. Sitting at Federation headquarters across from the White House, Sweeney recalls his first impressions of his future protege.
I saw a very bright young man, competent organizer, and I thought that he had tremendous potential.
Later, Sweeney brought Stern to the Service Employees International Union in Washington, where Stern made his name as an innovative head of organizing. Earlier this year, in a move that has been the talk of the labor movement, Stern called on his former mentor to retire. Sweeney's response?
Well, that's his decision. The one thing with Andy is that he's very impatient when it comes to trying to build consensus with other peers, leaders.
Stern says that after decades of declining membership, the labor movement has to change. He thinks Sweeney should make room for a new, more aggressive generation of leaders who would focus on organizing more workers. Stern's office is also in downtown Washington. Speaking about Sweeney, he says this isn't the first time they've seen things differently.
I think we had an incredible amount of respect for the differences and that together our skills made a very good team.
Stern's critics say his attacks on Sweeney are partly driven by ambition. His friends say he feels compelled to do anything he can to turn around organized labor, even if it means ticking people off. Stern says the personal tragedy also played a role in his thinking. Several years ago, his teenage daughter, Cassie, died in his arms after a routine operation. Stern says the loss encouraged him to stop worrying about what people might say and confront the labor movement's problems head on.
What happens inside this beltway pales in comparison to what the real life issues are. And my tragedy just made me think, what else could people ever do to me that could be more painful?
Stern and Sweeney are a study in contrast. Stern is 54. He grew up in the New Jersey suburbs where his father was an attorney. He went to the University of Pennsylvania, an Ivy League school. It was during the tumult of the late 1960s. After graduation, he became a social worker and fell into the labor movement almost by accident when he attended a union meeting because of the free pizza. Sweeney's 71. He came of age in the 1950s when labor was powerful and one in three workers belonged to a union. Sweeney's voice still betrays his roots in the Bronx, where his dad drove a bus and was a loyal union member. While Stern often wears purple shirts, the color of his service workers union, Sweeney's more formal, favoring a blue blazer, tie, and suspenders. One of the greatest differences between Stern and Sweeney is the way they lead. Denise Mitchell handles public affairs for Sweeney at the AFL-CIO. She's known both men for two decades.
Their styles really couldn't be more different. John Sweeney is sort of patient and proud of it. Andy Stern is impatient and proud of it. Sweeney is a really good listener. He's often not the first to speak. You know, Andy is really outspoken.
Some critics say Sweeney's emphasis on consensus isn't right for the times. Anna Berger ran Sweeney's first campaign for Federation president in 1995. Now she leads a coalition of dissident unions who want to oust him. Berger recalled a time when Stern had the 14th Street Bridge in Washington blocked to draw attention to a campaign to unionize janitors. She says that's the kind of bold leadership the labor movement needs now. She also described Sweeney's reaction.
I still remember the phone calls that I got from John Sweeney about what was going on with the bridge and all the complaints that were coming in. They have a very different approach. Andy comes up with creative ideas about how to get the attention for working people's issues and moves forward. John Sweeney is much more cautious, worried about what people are going to think and how people are going to respond.
But Stern's style may have cost him support. In the close-knit world of organized labor, some leaders were put off by his repeated threats to bolt the Federation. Sweeney will stand for another four-year term at next week's convention in Chicago. He's expected to win easily. Stern may not even be there. He and some other union leaders may wind up boycotting the meeting. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our technical director is Kevin Langley. Audio engineers include Ivan Burketh, Tom Carpenter, Brian Jarbo, Gary Henderson, Mark Greenhouse, and Arthur Halliday-Laurent. With Patrick Murray, here at NPR West.
The Radio Expedition's Forest Service stories this month were recorded by Leo del Aguila. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
Steve Inskeep will be back on Monday. I'm Renee Montaigne.